Thank you so much. That's right. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we have some good stuff to help your day be a little healthier. Mike, what are you going to talk about?
Well, I'm going to share a story about the three little pigs.
There we go. I have something called Why Wyoming. I don't know if I'll be able to get to it, but if we have time, that's what I'm going to approach.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to join us here in Cherry County, Nebraska, God's own cow country. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, Merritt Reservoir, the home of the Nebraska Star Party, and International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and the Niobrara National Scenic River, number one in the Midwest River Adventures. Check it all out. Visit valentine.org.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. They're all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. And daily ag news is now provided at tsln.com.
This one came from Dwayne and Diana Hayes to the Good Stuff program, The Three Little Pigs. Okay, a new version.
All right. I wondered if this wasn't edited or adjusted in some fashion.
Three little pigs went out to dinner one night. The waiter comes and takes their drink order. "I would like a Sprite," said the first little piggy. "I would like a Coke," said the second little piggy. "I want water, lots and lots of water," said the third little piggy. The drinks are brought out and the waiter takes their orders for dinner. "I want a nice big steak," said the first piggy. "I would like the salad plate," said the second piggy. "I want water, lots and lots of water," said the third little piggy. The meals were brought out, and a while later, the waiter approached the table and asked if the piggies would like any dessert. "I want a banana split," said the first piggy. "I want a root beer float," said the second piggy. "I want water, lots and lots of water," exclaimed the third little piggy. "Pardon me for asking," said the waiter to the third little piggy, "but why have you only ordered water all evening long?" All right, you're going to love me for this.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hold on.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, is everybody ready? Yep. Hold on.
At the risk of you never listening again, the third little piggy says, "Well, somebody has to go wee, wee, wee all the way home." Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that was very funny, but it does not provide me enough time to do Why Wyoming. So I'm going to save that for a later show. Instead, I'm going to do lessons from an oyster. Hard to believe you could get lessons from an oyster. Jake Lake's internet column shares this. "There once was an oyster, whose story I tell, who found that some sand had gone into his shell. It was only a grain, but it gave him great pain, for oysters have feelings, although they're so plain. Now did he berate the harsh workings of fate that had brought him to such a deplorable state? Did he curse at the government, cry for election, and claim that the sea should have given him protection? No, he said to himself as he lay on a shell, since I cannot remove it, I shall try to improve it. Now the years have rolled around, as the years always do, and he came to his ultimate destiny, Sue. And the small grain of sand that had bothered him so was a beautiful pearl, all richly aglow. Now the tale has a moral, for isn't it grand what an oyster can do with a morsel of sand? What couldn't we do if we'd only begin with some of the things that get under our skin?"
Oh, there you go. Pretty good outlook on life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Mike? Let's share some more of the little short definitions that Chris Beckby out of Valentine sent to us.
Okay.
Okay. Patience. You know what patience is?
Not the kind that are waiting in the doctor's office.
No. It's something you admire in the driver behind you and can't stand in the driver in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
A politician, someone who shakes your hand before an election, and your confidence after the election.
We've seen that.
Yep. A sibling, one to whom you donate a kidney, but you would not lend your phone charger.
That might be true.
Oh, a synonym. Okay, I have to confess, I've used it in this fashion. It's a word used in place of the one you can't spell.
That's right.
That's right. And user, the word computer professionals use when they mean idiot. Now, that's a direct quote from Dave Barry.
Oh, he's a good one.
He is. And waterproof mascara, mascara that comes off when you cry, shower, or swim, but not when you try to remove it.
That is true. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the good stuff.